Mix 96.5. Before there was texting or anyone sliding into a DM, there were high school notes.
Come take a trip down memory lane with us. We're heading back to what year, Jeff?
1994.
Ooh. Good year.
My senior fall, where the rules changed at St. John's Prep.
Now, for everybody that's new to the show, you went to a private all-boys Catholic school.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's called a day prep, like we would drive home. We didn't stay there.
Oh, sorry.
Not like boarding school.
Right, it was not boarding school.
He wasn't that rich, just rich enough to go to private Catholic school.
Catholic schools are very affordable. How dare you?
Oh, my God, I went to Catholic school. My mom sold a kidney. They are not that affordable. All right, so here's the deal. What is our scenario today?
See, the scenario is that we have a vice principal named Mr. O'Neill, who was the hard you-know-what of the entire campus.
The enforcer.
You did not cross Mr. O'Neill. And if he announced your name during the late day announcements, it means you had done something. So if it was like, will Jeff Sheen come to Mr. O'Neill's office?
Everybody, the whole class was like,
that was bad. It was more like, don't even look at him. Don't even look.
Guilty by association.
If I look at him, I'll also get in trouble. You did not mess with Mr. O'Neill. So this was the Monday following our first school dance of the year.
Okay.
Because on Saturdays, every, like, other month, we would invite local girls' schools to come to our dance.
You'd learn some social skills.
So when you're a senior, you're allowed to leave. Like, if you're a freshman, sophomore, or junior, you check in. You can't leave until they say, okay, the dance is over. If you're a senior, you can leave anytime you want. That's
like Days to Confuse.
Man,
those
rules.
Guys can't leave the dance.
Exactly. But you could when you were a senior. However, the last announcement on that Monday was, will Josh Vidala and Jeff Sheen come to Mr. O'Neill's office at the end of the day?
So this is you and your boy Josh.
Yep.
Who's playing? Who, Lauren, do you want to be Jeff? Do you want to be Josh?
Josh.
Okay. I will play the role of Jeff Sheen.
Yep.
Let me get my Jeff hat on.
Okay.
What was that?
That was the whole note, by the way.
I love this.
Most people are like, what was that?
I have no idea. Do you think it's for the both of us or for us separately?
I think it's because we left the dance early and then came back.
But we're seniors. We're allowed to leave.
But we aren't allowed to come back. Plus, we came back.
Twist.
Plus, we came back wearing those Burger King crowns. They might have thought we were hammered. Might?
The only crime we committed was we looked like a couple of dorks. True. It was funny how we stole the crowns when they wouldn't give them to us with the Whopper meal, but no one at the dance knew that. We can't get detention for being geeky losers, right?
Hasn't happened so far.
I was even clever back then.
And seriously, we even talked to Mr. Hare.
Yep. He was my favorite teacher.
Okay.
When we got back, he knew we were fine. The guy teaches a class about all the crazy addicts he rehabbed when he was a priest.
He was an expert, guys. He would know.
Hey, when we get back, we need to talk to Mr. Hare so he can say that we weren't hammered.
Oh, Mr. Hare was the best. He was the coolest guy of all time.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have rushed the stage to perform Ice Ice Baby. That probably didn't help our cause.
I think we just figured it out. See you in detention in 45 minutes. First off, you had a stage at your dances?
Oh, yeah.
You guys were rich. We had
somebody in the cafeteria. The cafeteria was in the same room as the stage, right?
No, it was the gym, but there was a stage because, keep in mind, this was the mid-90s.
Right.
Another guy in my class named Derek, he and his hometown boys had formed the new Kids on the Block.
This
is before NSYNC.
Oh.
And this is before
This is 94.
Backstreet Boys. This is 94. So this is more in the Color Me Bad, All for One era.
Welcome to the dance.
You know, of course, New Kids on the Block came from our area of the country. So they had started their own boy band that was performing that very night.
What was the name of said boy band?
I cannot for the life of me remember. That is a fantastic question. I do not know the answer.
Well, it proves they weren't that memorable. Just throwing things out there. Yeah.
They did a song called She Thinks I'm a Weasel, and I think we thought the lyrics were She's on an Easel. So we were kind of mocking him.
But also singing along at the same time?
Yeah, so it was kind of, you know, again.
How many dudes were in the band?
There were five of them. Oh, you had to have five.
The official number.
Yeah,
the official boy band number.
That's why 98 Degrees failed, because there were four.
What are they? It's the hot one. The ugly one. The fat one.
The one that should be your best friend, Chris Kirkpatrick.
The bad boy.
Yep. Need to have the bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
AJ was a bad boy. Who was the bad boy for NSYNC? They were all kind of...
Joey?
No. Chris. It had to be Chris.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
He was just like the left
bad
field.
Boy?
Well, he had the hairdo.
The pineapple haircut.
Yeah, the pineapple. And then Joey Fatone was...
Funny one.
Yeah, he had a great sense of humor.